英语优选, an easier way to remember the words, a simpler way to understand the world. From word to world, join us, Word of the Day. 英语其实很简单, AU English. You're listening to 英语优选, AU English. Today's keyword is barbecue. It refers to meat that has been grilled in a highly seasoned sauce.And it also means a cookout in which food is cooked over an open fire. Here is an example. Thank you for inviting me to your new house for a great barbecue. 感谢你邀请我到你的新家吃烧烤。Or barbecue night market, 烧烤夜市。Now let us learn the word in the news. In central China's Henan province, a barbecue street is drawing people out in the summer night.The barbecue market will run from 5 p.m. until the next morning. Over 20 residents in the neighborhood have been complaining about the noise and the smoke from these barbecue stalls. The residents' part says, the government should do something to stop the market. Say no to the garbage food. And the vendors say,We need to support the family. We need to survive. There is a loudspeaker fight between the vendors and residents living in the neighborhood.
Okay, well, I have to say, I feel for both sides. I mean, for these residents, can you imagine, like, right underneath your apartment, there's, like, smoke coming up every day, and there's huge noise that wouldn't stop until the next broad daylight. And then on the other hand, there's the vendors that have worked hard, and they have a family to feed, and then they're...doing business. I feel for both, and I don't think either side is wrong necessarily, but what did the government do when the residents complained for 8 years?
Actually, the loudspeakers from both sides has been discharged by the local officers, even though it has been cleared, but there has been less and less officer patrolling in the street, and the vendors has come back, and the noise has come back, and the loudspeaker has come back.
I think you really hit the nail on this. I think here it turns into sort of another management problem when you don't keep a close eye. They simply just come back. Well, I suppose the residents are going to be furious again. God knows what this is going to lead to.
Drizzle with a little bit.Of olive oil. Don't need to use the expensive stuff. Just a good cheap olive oil because you're going to be cooking with it. Sprinkle of salt. Turn the steak over. Do the same thing again. That's where you rub and push that lovely seasoning into the meat. And make sure the whole surface is nicely coated. Your steak's now ready to go in the pan. So when your pan's hot, lift your steak up and I'm just going to lay it in the pan.It's important that the pan you put it in is a nice heavy bottom pan and make sure that the steak's in good contact with the pan. Basically now what you want to do is turn it every couple of minutes and cook it for, well it depends how you like your steak cooked. I'm going to lift it out and pop it on a plate to rest.